This is Issues and Ideas here on KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White. The Central Coast, as you likely know, is full of entrepreneurs with a lot of creative and innovative business ideas. We've talked about that on this very show. But the trick is getting those ideas through the necessary steps it takes to bring them to fruition. One of the biggest obstacles of all, of course, money, and then the support an entrepreneur may need to avoid common business mistakes. Slow Seed Ventures is a local group of accredited investors with a variety of backgrounds looking to help these early stage startups. Joanne Miller is with Slow Seed Ventures and joins us in studio to help explain how it works. Also joining us is Michael Manchek. He's president and CEO of the Economic Vitality Corporation, another local organization working to help startups get off the ground. Welcome both of you to Issues and Ideas.
Thank you, Randall.
Joanne, I want to start with you. Some people listening are familiar with the term angel investor. Your group is a member of the Angel Capital Association. Can you explain what an angel investor is and how your group fits into that?
Sure. An angel investor is an individual, especially in a – and even though you could be a non-accredited angel, mostly as an accredited individual who has enough capital resources to not – be in trouble if they make investments in high-risk businesses, which all startups are, that then engage not only to put money into such businesses, but also to help guide and mentor the entrepreneurs and sometimes take a more active role, frequently on a board, but sometimes actually a role in the company or an advisory, an advisory role. And the Angel Capital Association is the organization that sort of works with all of the many of the angel groups in the United States who are organized to work together so that they can pool more money. And then over the course of the last couple of years, as crowdfunding has come to pass, the Angel Capital Association has become the home of both individual angels and all other accredited investors, as well as angel groups, providing education, support, some lobbying in Washington and so forth to make sure that the investment rules are friendly to the early stage private community.
And while these people are quote unquote angels, I love the term. I always thought, you can picture that person who just really needs help. Oh, you're my angel.
Right.
They come along, but they do get something out of it as well.
Yeah. In general, you invest in an equity position in the company. So you're actually buying a portion of the company. Sometimes you invest in a debt instrument called a convertible note that will ultimately convert to equity later on. So you definitely are an investor in the company. And so if the company is successful, then you will get a financial return as well as a good feeling that you passed along your knowledge and information to a startup.
And help the overall general economy, local economy, and that's how your group works, right?
Absolutely. So when I moved here 7 years ago, there wasn't an organized angel group in San Luis Obispo. Tech Coast Angels sometimes operated out of Santa Barbara, but there was nothing in San Luis Obispo County at the time that was an organized angel group. So together with a number of other local folks, we started Slow Seed Ventures as a way of having an organized group so that people like Mike could send business plans to, and we could work with the Cal Poly Entrepreneurship Center just as it was launching to put a little bit of money behind some companies, local companies. We do try to keep all of our money in the county, or at least start it in the county, and wanting to see those entrepreneurs grow and grow to be bigger, actually investable businesses that could have an exit and could have a return. Because if you can't get a return at some point, or at least the potential of a return at some point, it becomes less interesting as an investment opportunity.
Right. And Mike, your group, the EVC, the Economic Vitality Corporation, then works hand in hand with these angel investor groups to make sure that the business climate here continues to grow?
We do. We believe that Slow Seeds is an important tool in the tool chest. I think since the recession where entrepreneurism became very popular, where people couldn't find jobs, and I think up and down the Central Coast, we're talking about a geographic area that is very, very large with many, many small businesses. In fact, the state indicates that the this county, the San Luis Obispo County, is actually the largest percentage of sole proprietors in the state of California.
That's such an impressive figure.
Yeah, but you know, it's interesting that even past the recession now, it's still challenging because of government regulations for very small businesses and startups to get bank loans. So that's why the private capital and the EVCs, what we call our Central Coast Capital Network, is really important, because otherwise these people won't get loans, they won't start their business, they won't get it off the ground, and or in some cases they have to look to another place like Silicon Valley to then access that sort of ecosystem or infrastructure for accessing capital. So it's really important. I mean, especially I think on the Central Coast, having access to capital. And by the way, many small communities, even medium-sized communities, don't have angel networks or an angel group like Slow Seeds. So I think we're very proud to see it grow, to be a part of it, to help it, and to get people to get to it, to get help. And in some case, by the way, I think money is not always the best help. Sometimes Joanne is really terrific about sitting down with people and mentoring them and helping them to figure out if, in fact, they really should access capital.
Basic business support that you would need to just move forward.
Yes, and so we do that in our group, but also over the course of the last 5 years, as Cal Poly has launched the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship, as well as the Hot House, there are many more people who were here or have come here who are now available to do that kind of business mentoring. And so it's been one of the areas that has really flourished with the formation of the Hot House and the support of the EVC. And so we now have, a much more robust angel and mentor network for startups, whether they are folks fresh at, you know, still in Cal Poly or fresh out, or they are folks who have come to the community and want to start a business and want to start a high growth business. So there's many more resources available now in a more organized way than there were when I first moved to town.
Is there a sector of the economy that tends to be more fit for your investors, it's hard for them to get bank loans, but it looks like it would be a good investment, and so they end up in your area?
So we've looked at a number of different kinds of businesses. We want to make sure that we're investing in businesses where we could potentially get a return. So they need to have a growth plan. And I think we've probably looked at more software-related businesses because it's easier to grow a software business here than it is some other kinds of, you know, businesses. But we've looked and talked with folks who are in the, you know, who are doing food businesses, who have service businesses. One of the local businesses that one of our members has been a co-founder, or at least, you know, really actively working with, started out to help boat owners get the mussels and the growth off the bottom of their boats, and is now pivoted to do many other things, and now looks like it might be an investable business that wasn't, you know, that had enough growth where investors could get something back. And so it's been really interesting to see the different kinds of businesses that we've been interested in. And we've invested in one medical device company, and now we're looking at another company that is in the animal health space. So we've looked at a number of things. As I say, the main criteria is we want to really grow local, you know, local businesses.
Yeah, and then that helps down the road as well for the overall economy.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And Mike, you mentioned, Joanne, you mentioned food, and it was just back in July, I believe, that we had an organization that you work with on the show that deals specifically with ag and food-related companies.
Right, Slow Money Slow. Jeff Wade runs that, and that's where the different organizations are actually very complementary to each other.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. We have a couple, or at least one cross member between who's both a member of Slow Seed Ventures as well as Slow Money Slow. And I tried to get Jeff to join, but I haven't managed to do that yet.
Joanne, is there a dollar limit or, you know, both on the low side and on the high side when it comes to what your organization can provide for entrepreneurs?
So the answer is no. Some angel groups have a minimum that is allowed to, you know, be invested, but we don't have a minimum and we don't have a maximum. And so we've been able to invest a very small amount, and, you know, the very first investment that we made as a group was in a Cal Poly startup called Punched Labs that we invested alongside 500 startups up in the Bay Area, because even though they had started here, they were being incubated up there. And within 3.5 months of our investment, they got bought by Google. And so we got a hefty percentage-wise return, even though what we had put in a less than $25,000 total in the company. And so that was a very, very fast return and a very good return. And since then, we've put in a lot more money in individual companies. We haven't had quite the fast return yet, but we're certainly looking forward to some positive exits.
Google buys things and then down the road relaunch them under a different branding. Is there anything that we would be familiar with?
Were merged with the people who were doing Google Wallet and things like that. So in the whole pay space, that's where those folks are now. And where the product is now.
I use Google Wallet and Apple Pay. Yeah. It's safer, from what I understand, when it comes to protecting your credit information.
It's in that space that they're now residing.
So. How fascinating! And so, how would somebody then contact you with an idea and say, "Hey, we've got this. We just don't know where to go from now."
So we get contacted multiple ways. We do have a website, which is still in the process of getting our deal flow system up and running, but people can find the website and submit ideas that way. We frequently get referrals. We work very closely with the Hothouse and with the SBDC, and then we get referrals. So I spoke this morning with a company that's actually a former early person at MindBody who has now started another sister kind of company, but a compatible company. And he was referred to me by somebody else who he'd worked with, who I sat down and spent some time with. So referrals come in all over, and our members are always on the lookout for companies. When we launched this angel group, we were concerned that we wouldn't have enough deal flow in the county.
Okay,
And while
that's not the case.
So while we don't have the kind of deal flow that angel groups in the Bay Area have, we do have deal flow, and we have seen, we've been able to see 2 to 3 companies every month for the last 2 to 3 years.
Wow.
So. Today we have a sort of a special meeting because we're going as a group to the Hothouse Summer Accelerator Demo Day. And so these are the freshest group of folks coming through that Cal Poly program. And hopefully we'll find a few that will be interesting enough to do some diligence on. So.
Mike, is that what you're hearing from the different organizations that you work with, that their deal flow is sustainable here on the Central Coast?
So that's a really good point, an important question, I think. So years ago, the EVC started the first ever in the area venture capital events. So we would, for instance, the last couple were at the Madonna Expo Center, and there was a few hundred people in the room where people would pitch. Since that time, we've now collaborated with SoftTech and the Hothouse, and Joanne Miller and I are actually on that board to organize that event. But Tech Pitch is really now the go-to event in all three counties when it comes to allowing people the opportunity to pitch their business in front of investors.
Is that coming up next month?
Yes,
next
it is.
Next month.
Yeah, in October. But I think that going back to that point about critical mass, we were able to get venture capitalists to these events and some real well-known ones. But I think since that time, and I'm not sure what Joanne thinks of this, but since that time, it seems as though the venture capital world has changed, whereby the dollar amounts have increased to the point where they're not looking for little companies anymore. And for them, they're looking to place much, much larger and larger dollars over time because it's easier for them, as opposed to investing small amounts of money in lots of little companies. For them, that's too much work. So all the more reason why I think the angel investor network, the ecosystem for that, is vitally important, because these companies can't any longer get the attention of these very large VC firms and the private equity firms. Is that what you're saying, Joanne?
Right. For seed capital, I think all over, it's much more likely that people will get money either from an incubator like 500 startups or that ilk, or they will get money from an angel investment group, or they'll just be able to bootstrap until they get to the point where they have enough traction that they can justify, you know, a $3 to $5 million equity round, or maybe even more than that, as they grow, if they haven't been bought out by somebody else by that time. So that very first capital is a very important one to get folks from, really launched. And then subsequently, if they are really successful in that launch period, then they will be able to attract larger institutional rounds, either in the Bay Area or somewhere else, LA, whatever, and won't necessarily have to move there, although sometimes they will have to move there.
And Joanne, on a side note, before we say goodbye, the Clean Business Investment Summit was back on Thursday. Tell us a little bit about that and why that's an important addition.
For several years, folks have been trying to establish the Central Coast as a green business environment. And so Jerry Knotts and a number of other folks have worked to do this yearly investment summit where folks who are in clean businesses are invited to come and pitch, and investors are invited to come and listen to those pitches with the hope that there will be a nice matchup. So I know a year ago I went and I met a really interesting company from Wisconsin, from Madison, Wisconsin, as a matter of fact.
My old stomping grounds.
Are doing building materials from whole logs for very large buildings. And I followed up with them. It's a woman-owned business, and so I have relationships with my former angel groups, Golden Seeds Nationwide Group, and they've been able to get some attention from them, and a really interesting company, So they have that, and they've had folks who are, doing better washing machines, better water, and a number of different, of a wide variety of things that would all be considered saving of energy, saving of water, saving of, resources. And so it's just another example of the Central Coast standing for something and bringing investors and entrepreneurs from a wide variety of places.
And this event is held annually in Santa Barbara, or bounces around?
In Santa Barbara. Mm-hmm. At least it has been as long as I've been here and aware of it.
So. Right. As a member of that board, the event has always been at UCSB. And it's interesting. It's now attracting people and companies from all over the world.
Right.
And in fact, the Central Coast Venture Forum is actually what spawned that event. And through that, over $100 million has been raised for these companies.
Right.
So it's quite remarkable. And I would encourage people to look at that event as well. Anyone can attend if they're an investor, and companies can pitch to be there. But it's very exciting to see what they've done and will continue to do.
Interesting conversation, and Joanne, we'll have to have you back on down the road to find out where some of...
Wait for an exit.
Yeah, right.
a positive exit.
Joanne Miller is with Slow Seed Ventures. Of course, links to this will be on our website at kcbx.org. And Mike Manchek, who we have on all the time, president and CEO of the Economic Vitality Corporation. Thank you both for being here and such a great conversation.
Thank you, Randall.
And this is Issues and Ideas here on KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White.